Here to see one man, and he's, you know, you've met your wives and sweethearts and probably at bluegrass festivals or concerts and good friends, and you may have lost your wives or sweethearts or good friends at bluegrass festivals or concerts too. But whether you consider it a blessing or a curse, I think we can all point direction to one man, Mr. Bill Monroe, who's responsible for us being here. Mr. Peter Rowan, yeah. Thank you, yeah. Mr. Peter Rowan, who is a alumnus of the Bluegrass Boys back in the 1960s, was a guest on KPFA radio yesterday on Pig in a Pen, and he mentioned something I thought was very eloquent about the career of Bill Monroe, and he likened it to a high mountain stream right after a spring storm, and just as Bill is a young musician and on into the years, the water just rushing down around the rocks, over the rocks, around the banks, and just running down the mountainside as fast as he can go at full steam, just spray everywhere. And as his career has matured, of course, the river has widened and slowed down, and as it approaches the sea, the water brings nourishment to the shores, to the farmland on either side, and everyone who is there really gets the full benefit of it. And I think that's where Bill is now, and please make him welcome, Mr. Bill Monroe.
All right.
Howdy, howdy, howdy. We're glad to be here with you folks tonight. All the bluegrass boys. Tom Ewan's over here. Dana Cup, Cater Tate, Robert Boland. Would you give them all a hand here tonight, please? All the bluegrass boys. And here's the number we're going to start tonight, and we hope you'll enjoy it.